I'd like to call the meeting to order. So move. All right, we're going to take Resolution 178 out of order. Our county clerk, Nina Postopak, has asked that we look at this. It's increasing the county DMV revenue sharing rate, and it would be a bonus regarding financial windfall for Ulster County. Nina, you just want to expand upon it, please?
Can we move it?
I move it first. Okay, yes, sir. Move second. All right, Nina.
Okay, so I just have a little fact sheet here for you. Everybody can see what this is about. What I'm requesting is that our legislature support this bill.
Yeah, why don't you ask it down?
Thank you.
I got one.
That's in the Senate Assembly. Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Keep that one.
Give me one.
Thank you. Unfortunately, it wasn't in the governor's budget, but the New York State Certificate County Clerks is going to push for this to be a standalone bill, and hopefully, instead of being enacted in 2017, it'll go back in 2018. So the reality of the situation is right now in the DMV, we retain 12.7% of all transactions that we perform, and that has not changed since 1999, so 18 years. We're still receiving the same amount of percentage of our fees, 12.7. That means that the counties are giving back to the state 87.3% of everything that we collect here in the county DMV and that our county employees do. In addition to that, you'll see attached to the sheet is a list of no-fee transactions. These are all transactions that we do downstairs in our DMV that for on our motor vehicle bus that we don't get any revenue for whatsoever. So you have to take that into consideration at all. In addition to that. Now, that's all in office. Now you have the internet. DMV right now retains, DMV being the state, now retains about 98% of all internet transactions. So last year, 2015, the state generated $1.3 billion in fees. Of that $1.3 billion, they had $942 million that went into the general fund. Of that amount, they gave all the counties throughout New York State, $39 million. So you can see the
with
the
M?
Yeah,
they're collecting with a B in there.
Yeah. So you can see, and we're doing quite a bit of the work for the state, 51 counties. So what we're asking for in this bill is to increase our revenue to double it from 12.7% to 25% and to double our internet transactions from approximately 2.5% because it's all based on once you reach a certain threshold, then they'll give you 2.5%, et cetera. So it's approximately 2.5%, and raise that to a straight 8%. And what that will do is, as you can see here, give the counties, give our county an additional $1 million in revenue. And the office will generate an additional $838,000, and on the internet will generate an additional $232,000 for a total of maybe about $1.9 million that we will be bringing into the county with this new bill if it goes into effect. No financial impact to our county. This is coming from the general fund of the state. It's additional $39 million that the counties are asking for. So they're $942 million. We're asking for $39 million out of that $942 million. Just to give you an idea of the volume that we do, phone calls a month, we track all our phone calls, about 3,000 phone calls a month, about 36,000 phone calls a year. That's because DMV no longer has a call line or a call center so that we cannot call the state with a question. We do about 102,000 transactions a year. That's based on the office and the van and last year's figures. This year, that will increase tremendously because when we went from 5 years to 8 years on our driver's license, we have a slack of 3 years. Mm-hmm. We're coming out of that slack and starting April 1st, all those driver's licenses will begin to be renewed again. So our transactions and our revenue will go up. This bill would make a tremendous impact on Ulster County, and it's not asking for anything that the county is not doing right now and asking for our fair share. So we're asking if the legislature and the legislators would see fit to support this bill that's in the Assembly and the Senate.
What's the status in each house?
Yeah,
right
so
now?
Right now it wasn't included in the governor's budget, so the bills are still there. The New York State Association of Counties has done a whole report on it for us. They're in support of it, and the county clerk. So they're going to push for a standalone bill that will go into effect in 2018. The bill that this one was for 2017, and we were pushing to be part of the budget, and that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at.
Well, I mean, there's no cost to the county, no impact regarding employees or anything else, just asking the state to give us our due share or fair share of the transaction fees.
Right.
Tracy?
Well, I want to thank Nina for bringing it to us and also say that this is an example of why we need memorializing resolutions, because it's an example of how we can be a voice, even for our departments.
We can be a voice some other ways, but, yeah, that, you're correct. So this will be the, probably... We'll be voting on one of the memorializing resolutions in the very near future, so this could be one of the last
right.
ones
well,
that we might
this,
do.
Yeah.
But this would be classified as a home rule request, wouldn't it?
No. It's a memorializing
and that's
resolution.
Throughout the state.
It's a general state disbursement.
Yeah. Now, I have a question. What would you do with the additional $1 million? Would that go right to the
goes right to general fund of the county.
It would go to the county clerk or to the general
fund?
Well,
okay.
It would show in the county clerk's revenue, but it would go in the general fund. I mean, yeah. It would offset expenses. Is really
continuing the stabilization of property taxes. I think would be a priority for everybody.
We can maybe.
Let's worry about getting. Carl, let's worry about getting it first. Then we'll worry about how we're going to spend it. So. Any other questions for Nina? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? Thank you, Nina.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. Thank you.
All right. Resolution 104, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the county, Litson Healthcare, DBA WellCare, Office of the Aging.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? No discussion?
I'm trying to find it in here.
All
right.
It's home health aides. It's all spelled out in the contract.
Yeah. No, I know.
Making beds, so taking people to doctor's appointments, to go grocery shopping.
No, I actually read the contract.
Yep.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
I mean, we used to do it ourselves before.
All right, any questions on 104?
Oh, we have the licenses.
If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
I overlooked, like to approve the minutes of March 7th at 22.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Any changes? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
140. Oh, you're here? What's your name?
The minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's one more.
Yeah. Sign my
name.
All right, 140. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
Second?
I second.
Discussion? Questions? Keep moving. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
147, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $50,000, entered by the County Legal Services, Hudson Valley, Department of Probation. Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Is this for domestic violence?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can we bundle the public works?
On you only have 148.
148? I'm sorry.
Department Health.
Approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the county, Westchester Medical Center, 148. Move. Second?
I had a question.
Question?
So... This yes. We were looking to do this in house. Is this?
Well, what
and
we had
hired someone who then quit a day later or no, a couple
no.
of days. Later?
Real simple. This is a we've always as you know if the medical examiner orders autopsies.
Right.
Perform that service. We've always had several contracts. So we've had a contract with the Kingston Hospital to provide the use of their morgue. Mm-hmm. We contract with a pathologist. We contract with a lab,
mm-hmm.
and then we contract with a lab assistant, okay? When we did the budget this year, the pathologist we used for many, many years, his caseload became too much. He was unable to come down here from Rensselaer and meet our demands, so we had to find a new pathologist. So we did an interim contract, which you approved, We structured the budget in such a way that we have some flexibility. So what this contract does is it combines three separate contracts into one. So the services of the pathologist, the autopsy assistant is called a gleaner, you'll see that listed in the contract, mm-hmm. and also the contract with the lab to do the toxicology work. So it's all consolidated into one contract with Westchester, who's the parent of Kingston Hospital. And so and there's another contract for the morgue space. So we consolidated four contracts into two.
And the toxicology, I'm trying to find it, but the toxicology, as I recall, is on a, like, as needed. There's a price per...
That's right. It's a pass-through. One of the things that's been... one of the improvements we've made to our system is we've... a lot of the autopsies we've done have been delayed because of the lab. And the former pathologist tended to use Albany Medical Center lab. We've switched to NMS labs, which is more of the standard, and we're having a much greater turnaround on the results, which is it's good for the service. You're able to give the next of kin a final autopsy report much sooner. So that's one of the improvements we've made to the system.
So the pathologist is $337,000 per year, mm-hmm. just for the pathologist?
That's right.
What was, can you remind me what
all
we...
Altogether, it's about $100 more per case, this new arrangement versus our old combined system. But what this new system gives us is it gives us backup. Under our most previous agreement, we basically had a pathologist. If they took a day off or went on a sabbatical or a study, we then had to scramble and find a backup who could perform the autopsies. This global contract with Westchester includes that backup. So if the pathologist is not available, they'll provide another one from another facility and bring them up here.
What were we paying the pathologist before, the solo pathologist who might have been missing?
If you have to remember that we consolidated three contracts into one. It's about $100 more per case all combined.
But when you say we consolidated three contracts into one, it's broken out per item. So this is the cost of the pathologist, and didn't we have a cost of the pathologist before?
Yeah, it's slightly more. It's not a lot more. It's within what we budgeted.
$337,000.
When we budgeted originally to do this service throughout mm-hmm. the county was a little less than $1 million, $900,000.
Yep.
So now we're down to this number?
No. It's still up there.
It's
basically what we budgeted. Mm-hmm.
That's a not to exceed number.
Yeah. What you're also doing, Rich, is you're confusing it because we also have additional expenses in the medical examiner's office itself. This is just the pathology service.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that increased though from approximately, I don't remember the exact number of last year, mm-hmm. about 400,000, 500,000, double basically. Almost.
It wasn't double, but it was
pretty close to it. Yeah.
And can I ask one more question? Just even a ballpark, how many autopsies?
We budget 150. I think last year we did 142.
Okay. So this is part of the 900,000 or it's not?
It's part of it.
This contract was within our budget in terms of what we budgeted for the entire medical examiner budget. This was part of that.
What we've done is we consolidated three individual contracts into one and built into that the provision of backup. So with the pathologist or the dean are not available, they're going to provide an alternate to perform the autopsy.
I'm not trying to be down there.
No, but the total budget we have is like 980.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
this contract is part of that.
It's in there.
It's part of that, 980.
You remember, you're funding medical examiner, deputy medical examiners, all their support, plus pathology. That's all in that big number.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't this reference, though, the other resolution so it knows that it's part of...
We just consolidated. We negotiated and consolidated several contracts into one.
Actually, the contract spells it all out, too.
Yeah.
You got everything in it.
Yeah. When you want to take the three individual contracts and this one contract, it's about $100 more per case. But the benefit to the county is that we also built in a system where we have backup for pathology instead of just an individual pathologist who, you know, if he's not available, we are required to do these autopsies and we have to do them in a time frame that's appropriate. So this system, again, having a system versus an individual provider is much better for the county.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right, resolution 149.
Do you want to bundle these?
No. 149 is the fire.
149 would do, and then we can bundle the other ones, right?
Yeah.
Trace? Right. 149, execution of contract of $50,000, Antibody County, CT Mill Associate, Department of Public Works. Moved. By.
Second.
Who moved it?
Who moved it?
I thought I heard something.
All right, discussion. Yes.
I got a question.
Yep.
So, I mean, I applaud the notion of designing a fire training facility in Ulster County. I know Dutchess County has one. But I'm concerned on a couple of things. One is the water. I mean, when you think about a fire training facility, it's going to use a lot of water. So we're going to use well. So are we going to deplete the rest of the neighborhood's water supply by running this? I mean, are we going to do a study on, you know, how much water is going to be needed to run this facility?
I can attempt to answer it.
Because I know the college, you know, is also on the well system, too. And yeah. There's been talk about using the High Falls Water District to extend it to the college. And I don't know where that's going. Right now, the bridge is out. I don't think you can extend it.
Two questions.
No, it's water related.
two issues. Let's address them separately.
But first of all, just so you know, this is a... The reason for this contract is to begin the design process. We have an environmental review process that we have to do, and it's part of that we're going to be answering the water question. The thing you need to understand is there's not a great deal of water use associated with a fire training center. The example I would give you is the proposed storage tank for the water usage here is around 2,500 gallons, and they will bring their own water on site for their tank trucks. And you're not lighting fires up here. We're basically very, very small controlled burns in the burn building, and everything else is going to be propane where you shut on and off. So you're really looking at having the water on site for backup, not for use on a regular basis. Okay. It will not be used for.
So you could turn the fire off by turning off the gas.
Yeah, right.
I had other questions from concerned citizens that not necessarily in my district, but I know them. So if I can ask a couple more quick questions. What's going to be the protocol of the facility? It's going to be open to all professional fire departments and volunteer fire departments. And then if it is there going to be a fee associated with those fire departments? I mean, have we looked at, I don't know how things like this work, but, you know, it's going to be increased traffic and increased truck traffic along Cottage Hill Road.
Let's take the first one with respect to the environmental questions. We have a number of environmental questions that need to get answered. So truck traffic or traffic in general is one of them. We have environmental scans necessary for the site itself, wetlands, endangered species, archaeological visibility, all of those things. All of those questions have to get answered as part of the environmental review process. When we established this capital project, the county did declare its intent to serve as lead agency. So we'll be acting as lead agency. We'll be circulating those necessary papers once the consultant comes on board. Part of their contract is to help us do that circulation of work. We have an alternatives analysis that we would do. There was a committee appointed to take a look at alternative sites. We'll revisit that committee's work to make sure that was done, and then we'll look at this. The site itself is 51 acres. It's not adjacent to the college. It's one property removed from the college. So there's quite a bit of land area here associated with that. So that answers that question. With regard to the operations of the facility, it's my understanding that the way the county executive is thinking about this and the way the fire service is thinking about this, it's going to be open to all. And there won't be a charge. The county is going to have to look at how this gets paid for as we move further into it.
One last question, and it was brought up by someone. You know, we all know what happened at the Newburgh Stewart Airport with toxic materials getting leached into the water. So what kind of fire apparatus are they going to be using? And, you know, since there are wells in that area, I mean, you got CO2 fire extinguishers. Are they going to use this foam that has
PFOA?
PLFA, yeah, what is it? Perfluoride octane?
Yeah.
Sulfony?
Yeah, it's now outlawed. So,
okay.
The short answer is we've had this discussion with the fire service.
You know, oil's going to be all over the place, and then they're going to put them out. And I'm just the neighbors are concerned, and
yep.
And I know a few people who live in that district and live on Cottage Hill Road.
Yeah, I think it's important for the neighbors to wait till hear the plan. Again, introducing a contract, you're saying a design work study, and there will be plenty of time for the public to weigh in. Again, there's, for example, there's, you know, modern ways to control smoke that we use from these sites. So it's, you know, again, there's a lot of people out there calling and trying to, you know, get people's ire up and speculating when they don't even have answers in front of them. Okay. So we're just at the very, very beginning of the process.
Well, I'm satisfied. I mean, the water was the big thing. I had a lot of questions about the water.
But yeah.
I would say that there is a well on site. We did locate a well on site. We reached out to Titan Drilling, which tested the well. The yield on that well was 25 gallons a minute, so there's actually a fairly decent water source on site. We do not know the chemical makeup of that well. We just know the pump test. I haven't seen any of the chemical tests associated with it.
Tracy?
Thank you.
I, going back to Carl's first comment, I think it's a great project. The concept of having a countywide training center is of critical importance. But at the Environment Committee's meeting last night, we heard from one of the immediate neighbors who described the topography of the property and his concerns about some of which Carl's touched on, but not all of which, both concerns related to the proximity to his home and the idea of smoke and car fires, et cetera, but also the idea of the property itself being a habitat for wildlife and a refuge, et cetera, et cetera. There's spring being in the back. I don't know where on the property right now the project is proposed, because yesterday was the first time I saw even the map of the property. I'm just concerned about spending $188,000 or whatever the actual number is on design if we're... I don't, after yesterday, have the full confidence that this is the right site. I don't know when you put the cart before the horse. Maybe if I go and look at the property and speak to Dennis some more and look at proposed plans, but I know it's in advance of the plans. I don't know what other properties they looked at. I don't know if the other properties are in residential neighborhoods. I have no idea. I don't know how much confidence we have we're going to prevail with the environmental review. All those questions for me is brand new. Yesterday's the first time. I knew we've been talking about it, but I didn't know the details or the concerns until yesterday.
Dennis, so, was there other properties being considered?
They did look at a couple of other properties. One is a commercial property, and some of the other properties that the fire districts themselves control. One of the real issues here, I think, was that made it this site be attractive was the fact that, A, the county owned it, and, B, it's of substantial size. There's 51 acres here, as I said. We're looking at a disturbed footprint that's probably less than 4 acres and a built footprint that's probably less than 2 acres.
But the 51 acres, when I saw the map yesterday, I mean, the gentleman yesterday told us the backside of the property is a sloping hill. So you could be on a million acres, and unless your placement of the project is removed, it's almost irrelevant. If the project's near the front or near the neighboring properties, it really doesn't matter how big the property is. And meanwhile, there's farmland that encroaches from both sides on the backside. So, again, I don't know. I mean, my first thought when I heard this discussion yesterday was exactly what you just said, was did we look at properties that aren't county properties but that may be already being used in this regard in other municipalities? Because for me, this is an issue like this, having nothing to do with the fire department, but came up in my municipality where they were looking at municipal land for a project that seemed wholly inappropriate simply because it was municipal land, and that seemed like a benefit while we already own it. But I think that the importance first is the right placement, not whether we own it. I fully support the concept of moving forward with this project at the estimated cost that we're looking at for the full build out of the project. I think it's an important project. I think it's going to be important for all of our fire districts. I think it's a great project. I just yesterday saw that map for the first time, listened to the gentleman's concerns, and I don't feel ready to move on approving $188,000 design at a site that I'm not. Now, maybe in a week, if I go see the site, if I sit down with Dennis, I don't think we have time at this meeting to go through it. But the concerns were expressed in great detail yesterday.
Dennis, where exactly is going to be situated on this piece of property? I mean, are they located a site that they're going to develop?
I think where we are now is we want to make sure we do the necessary environmental scans across the site before we start saying where the property is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
We anticipate that we have room on the site, on the back area of the site, away from the neighbors. We anticipate that we given what we're seeing out there right now, we anticipate that we do have a large enough footprint away from the neighbors that we can build the facility. But again, we don't know what endangered species are out there, and we don't really know what our archaeological work is, and I don't know how we're going to do that from walking the site. We've walked the site. The fire services walked the site. They've looked at it from the standpoint of their expertise in terms of where these facilities would fit in, with some concerns expressed in terms of visibility from the neighbors and other issues associated with that. They feel that they can get it in there. You know, that's why we're hiring the consultant to move this along. We'll start with the environmental scan, and if we run into issues associated with that environmental scan, we'll pull back.
What would be the disadvantage if we pulled it for a month?
I'm not sure what additional information that you're going to have in a month to make this decision on. That would be the only thing I would say to you. That we've looked at this from an environmental standpoint in terms of trying to say how does it fit on the site.
You don't know how it's going to fit on until they do their
studies.
That's my point is
I'm not sure what additional information to have except the legislators themselves walking the site. I spent most of Sunday afternoon out there walking the site, and I was out there last month as well. One of the reasons I went out more recently was to make sure how the site would react with respect to it being wet. I will tell you that the site distances getting into site look well. Some of the soil conditions out there are challenging. There's high water tables. We'd have to look for an area. There are areas on the site where we can avoid the high water tables. Doesn't look like we're dealing with any really sensitive areas in terms of an archaeological standpoint. A lot of deer habitat on the site, woodcock and partridge on the site, but not really what that I can tell, and I'm not an expert in this, so we're hiring an expert on this. There is some encroachments on the site. We have some ATV trails on the back of the site that are going through there. Tracy's right, the back half of the site, there's a stream that runs down through it. Probably do not want to cross the stream. The site's really not, there's a lot of area on the site that's level and fairly easy to get to once we move towards the back of the site. Front half of the site is wet because we have drainage coming off the county road that goes onto the site. Waiting on this, I'm not sure what we're going to bring to the table to you to make the decision absent somebody going out and actually doing some of the work.
Madam Joe?
Yeah, I had, when this first came to Public Works, I had the same response. I just wanted to be sure no PFOS, and that any toxic material generated on the site didn't affect the water, groundwater wells. But I did, I haven't walked the whole site, but I've seen the site, and I've also, the map that I just passed around was made by James Halloran, who's the most immediate neighbor, and I've had dozens of calls of people concerned because this is both a residential neighborhood and also there are some farms or farmland. I don't know how active that is, and these are some of the questions yet to be answered. If you look on the Google map, the back half of this property is quite covered, with trees. And so it would require a lot of clearing. And from what I understand, there is a lot of wildlife on the property. But in addition to that, you know, the neighbors are concerned about smoke and traffic, and I have asked for a meeting. I wrote to Bob Sudlow, who I was directed to meet with the community and help people understand what is or isn't known and where we're going with this. But my concern is that it's been my experience that once a project starts down the path of review and design, it's hard to turn around. And I just want to be sure that there really is a fair review, that people are in communication with the town. This is now a concern, or at least it's going to be discussed by the Marbletown Environmental Commission. Not that they have any jurisdiction, but they have the maps.
They have done essentially natural resource inventory work.
Mm-hmm.
So I am really concerned about us moving forward without having more information. If this just was to do an environmental review, I would feel a lot better about it. But it's an environmental review and design, and I'm afraid that presumes that this is going to be the site.
That's exactly my concern.
Then it's going to be the contract design in two separate areas.
The task could be split out so that design could come later. We
That's
can split
exactly
that out in the tasks.
Concern.
I mean, can we do that with the contract we have at hand right now, or it has to be negotiated with the
tasks are divided up. If you look at the contract, the tasks are divided up with cost per task. So the environmental costs are there. The difficulty, I think, is it's somewhat difficult to do. I mean, you can do the environmental scan relatively without a problem. The difficulty is as you start laying things out, you need to know where rooms are, et cetera. You know where your areas are, and you have to deal with stormwater issues out there. We're going to run into a speedies permit for stormwater. We know that that's the case. That's a little bit more than just sort of an environmental scan. I think we can get through the environmental scan relatively easily in terms of saying, well, what's on here? You know, there's a phase one, phase two archaeological studies in the contract. There's borings in the contract.
You plan on doing a phase two?
Well, we don't know. Phase 1A and phase 1B.
All right.
Yeah. So we don't know until we don't know until
right.
until we look. You know, we don't know.
The whole contract is everything included. So you
everything
might not
included.
Be spending the $188,000 because you might not need every facet
we
of
could,
that contract.
We could clearly go to an area and say we're not comfortable with what we're seeing on the site and stop at that particular point in time. If that's what happens, we're going to spend some money to do that. But I think we could clearly go to that area. And I think the professionals around the table that are having that discussion will know sooner or later whether or not we have an issue that is sort of a fatal flaw with regard to the site.
Then is there some way we could do just the environmental part right now to be included in the contract and then do everything else thereafter, depending on what you find during the environmental stage?
As I said, it's really, we have a program of space, a program of project elements that are here. I get a little nervous about saying the only thing we're going to do is an environmental scan, because only an environmental scan doesn't sort of say, well, how does the site lay out? You need to put some bones to the environmental scan.
Well, you're on the environmental review, you're going to place a site somewhere.
Well, that's my point.
There's going to be a site here, somewhere. You're not just...
Well, and that's my point.
And
the only thing what I would say to you is that the difference here is we're talking about contract documents at the end of this to actually build it.
Right.
So we can do all of that sort of site plan work, if you want to call it, if everybody's familiar with that term. We could do the site plan work and then hold off on the contract documents till we find out what's actually happening as we move through the site plan. And we do the site plan in stages. Here's what we know about the site. Here's how we can move through the site in a different way, depending upon what we find. But I think it's more than just looking at the site and saying, well, these are old growth trees on the site and or these are areas of the site that's wet. We need to get a little bit more detailed than that. We need to have some borings on the site. We need to do the endangered species work. We need to do the archaeological work in order to make a reasonable decision. And that's not a lot. That's not a small amount of money to do that kind of work, but there is money in this contract to do design work and construction support, and we can hold on that in terms of what we find, and we'll be back to the legislature, to make a finding with respect to the State Environmental Quality Review Act if we get that far.
Now, what's the cost of the environmental versus the?
I wouldn't want to estimate.
You have estimated it.
Yeah,
here.
I know if we have within the task, without looking
it's
at
roughly,
it.
It's roughly 60
I'd
of
say
the 180.
Yeah, it's probably more than that because you got the borings in there you've got to do. So, I would
70.
I would have a conversation with the consultant if that's the case.
Yeah. Herb?
So, Dennis, what you're saying is you would take it to like a phase four design report.
Exactly.
With alternates, and then the legislature can make a decision. That's the way we should proceed.
But does the contract allow for that as is? Does it allow us to just in mid contract say, we're just going to stop this entirely?
The proposal was for the entire process. So that was the proposal. That was to be a discussion back with purchasing. But clearly, the amendment to the contract is not a difficult one to make. I just don't want to. I don't want to split this out and start to say. What I'd like to try to do is get all of the funding approved and then run it through a point and come back to you and say, should we proceed or shouldn't we proceed?
So Dennis, you're hearing concerns right now about the whole contract right now.
I get it.
Is there a way that you come up with something to do the environmental end of it with placing a site somewhere to where you have enough knowledge we're going to go move forward with the whole contract? Give us an estimate cost of that. And I think most legislators will feel much more comfortable doing that. And then if we approve that and there's no problems, we would go on to phase two, which would be siting it and constructing it.
Sure, we would break the contract into phase one and phase two if that's what the legislature's looking for. Is that
agreeable to the committee?
Yeah, which would include the alternatives as you're describing it, phase one.
Yeah, the alternatives analysis is not going out and looking at alternative sites. It's going back and revisiting what the fire commission folks already did. The committee already did. I mean, if that's the case, I'm thinking I'd like to ask for at least $100,000 to do that work.
You could ask. Are you going to get it? That's the question.
Actually, I'd like to ask. I didn't say I'd get it.
Carl.
Instructions still have to come and amend the
paragraph. I totally understand it, but I think what they're hearing right now is, can something be built on there? I mean, we don't know the answer to that question, correct?
I think the fire commission folks are fairly confident that there's a place on the site to put the training center.
Okay. But they're not. Their expertise is not environmental, right, and their environmental concern isn't regarding the neighbors or the deer or the woodcock.
Their concern is that, yes, they can. The question becomes, environmentally, can you?
Yeah.
And that's what the study's going to determine.
I don't know. I just...
Carl?
Can we see a copy of the correspondence that you sent to the adjacent landowners?
I didn't send any correspondence. We declared the lead agency work. An intent to be lead agency. We haven't sent correspondence. The consultants were charged with doing that, some of that work with us.
What were the X's on this form? I thought maybe
the neighbors.
That's
well, I know they're neighbors.
They're not my X's. So
they're not your X's.
No. It's not his map.
I'm sorry, it's not your
map. I'm going to be very liberal tonight. I usually don't let the public speak, but I will allow.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
What's your name, please?
I'm James Haller, and I am a landowner right adjacent to the property. I'm a firefighter for 25 years, and I'm still an active firefighter. And I actually worked at the Rockland County Fire Training Center when I was a young kid as a cleanup guy and as a night watchman. But I know what these places, what they look like, and I just know that this is such a bad fit for Cottico Road. As I pointed out, all those X's are homes, and they sit up high, up above it, looking down at this property. And every homeowner there is totally against this, because what we're concerned about is a firefighter. I know, when do I practice? I practice at nighttime and on weekends. And when do I relax on weekends and at night? And we're going to see 50 fire departments using this facility with air light pollution from the lights from the facility. And then not to say, of course, with the smoke and soot. I mean, I've been in the Woodstock fire tryout where years ago we were using tires. They don't do that, but I still do it with the interior burns and create smoke. There's no way two ways about it. If you take the Woodstock training site, it's out of sight. The gentleman at the meeting last week from Woodstock was saying he doesn't even know it's there. This belongs someplace like Morrison by a landfill. It's an industrial kind of a thing. We have a thing in Marbletown called the view shed. This looks at $1 million view of Skytop and the Shawangunk Ridge from that section of the road on Cottico. And to have a tower in there, a concrete brick tower, this is. And then on top of that, you're talking about your environmental review, but I'm talking about the public and the people. When you come down the road, the curb cut there is atrocious. As a member in the fire department, that's one of our highest locations for accidents. The road whips, the people lose control. I'll be honest, pulling the truck out of the bottom of that downhill slope. This Saturday, I invite anybody to come to my house at 4 o'clock, 381 Cottico Road, and I can show you, and I'll show you where the spring is, where there's a natural spring that Jimmy Twilliger showed me years ago, that in the dead of February, there's always water coming out of it. It's a as far as the animals, there's bear, there's fishers, there's barred owls, there's turkeys. And of course, you got your hundreds of deer and chipmunks. But it is a sanctuary, and again, 381 Cottico, Google map it, and you'll see my house, and then you look around it, and it is entirely surrounded by farm fields. This is a true sanctuary with big old cedar trees. it was never really far because there's so many hills and so much wetland there, and hilly and rocks. It's just, that's why it just got overgrown. There's old, big old trees in there. But if you look around, like I said, on Google Maps, you've got Damien's farm, you've got Eleanor Elliott, you've got Baston. It's just all flat farm fields except for this one property. I know we were talking a little bit of flat, but there isn't that much flat. It's a third swamp, it's a third hill, and it's a third flat. And that flat is where you'll see the most beautiful old barred trees where the owl will fly through it. And I'll end it at that. But again, you're free to contact me and come to my house on Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Thank you. Anybody else? All right, Dennis, why don't you get together before next week, our meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Break down of the contract where you're going to have environmental with some alternatives with the environmental and then with the actual site contract. Break it down. We'll hold this over for a week if that's the will of the committee.
Make a motion. I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you.
While you're at that,
yep.
168?
168.
I'm assuming that's similar?
Mm-hmm. 168, amending contract, fire training center, Department of Public Works to increase funding for the design.
That ties to the contract.
Right.
Ties to the contract.
How much we have? We haven't authorized anything yet.
Well, 152, perhaps?
Hold on. It's on the resolution, Rich.
152 is Peckham Road?
No, in terms of the amount, I think it's 152.
Oh.
It was 152, we added 48,000.
Yes, so making it 200.
Yeah, you have 152 in the project now.
All right, so let's hold this one up till next week and see what we need.
Yeah,
all right.
That's what I thought.
All right, someone make a motion to hold 168
till next week. Discussion. All in favor, say
aye.
All right. Any other ones, Dennis?
That's it for that.
VHB 156.
156. Execute contract of $50,000 to buy VHC Engineering Department of Planning. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, which one?
156. 156.
Yeah. Federal funding for road assessment.
Road safety. Yeah, road safety audits.
That's great.
Any discussion?
Yeah, is this the one, the contract is Mill Road and Woodstock and then Route 32, I-87?
Mm-hmm. Mill Road.
And then, did I say Mill Road? Mill Hill Road, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's on Route 375.
And Main Street 209.
In
Ellendale. County roads.
They're state roads.
They're state roads.
They're road safety audits with state roads. Road safety
audits.
So why
do we have to pay for state roads?
We're not.
Feds are paying.
I'm sorry, never mind. There's a lot of roads in the, a lot of state roads in town of Masopus, like Salem Road, going down in between 9W and Millbrook Lane.
County road.
I'd love to have, yeah, the county road that I'd love to have the state to do something on that. How do we get that going?
We'll be ready. How we get going?
Well, how do these things
Dennis come is
going
to come back next week and tell us exactly how to do it.
All right, it says something like these have experienced like accidents or more increased accidents and things and traffic.
Something that the department uses called priority incident locations, which have high accidents relative to the statewide average. That's how these were chosen. There will be a technical advisory committee formed, and we'll go over these, and we may choose different locations, but these are the locations that were tentatively selected.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 I'm sorry, who moved and seconded that one?
I moved it.
Moved.
I seconded it.
Chris seconded it.
Sure, if you want us to take yours.
Didn't you have one more?
Okay, you sure?
Dennis has one joint.
Dennis, you what's the other one, Dennis?
165.
165.
I'm putting Miko with him tonight.
Jeez, it's Christmas, Dennis.
165.
I only have one.
I'm
going to file a complaint.
It's
hard to get through
this
without
a contract.
It is.
He
reports to you.
Why are you on this
happening?
I'll move that.
Move second.
Hold on, I'm almost there.
Need an easement for conservation of the rail trail.
Big dog.
Just accept in grant.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a revenue contract. Revenue.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any more, Dennis?
I'm done.
You're
Thank
sure?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Good night, Dennis.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Thank you.
Next week, Dennis.
Yeah.
Next
week.
All right. We're going to, Tracy, bundle some, right? 150, 51, 52, 53, 54, and 55. I'm sorry. And 55.
I'll move that.
Second? All right. On the resolutions that we just named, 150 inclusive to 154. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, on the bundle, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
157.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second?
This is the lower roof that's okay.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
We held it until we get state match.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Discussion. Roll call in favor say aye.
Aye.
158. I'll authorize the chairman to enter an agreement with New York City Office for the Aging for administration of New York Connects Program and Balancing Incentive Program. Office for the Aging. Moved.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
159. Providing for burial spouses of veterans and veterans cemetery, veteran services. Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
160. Authorize the chairman of Ulster County.
I'll move it. What? I'll move it.
Move it. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Great.
Aye.
161.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second?
Second.
Discussion? If not, wait, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
162. Authorize the chairman to execute a contract with DEC to accept a grant for the Ulster County Municipal Compost Expansion Project, amending Ulster County 17 budget, Department of Environmental.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Can we're blowing through this amazing stuff. There's great stuff happening in these last two resolutions. Can Ken speak briefly, at least to this one? Because this is really, this exciting.
You're doing 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Now you got to do it in 1 minute.
Okay, this is a...
it's exciting stuff.
The county won a competitive consolidated funding application this past year to accept $261,000 to dramatically expand the composting operation at the RRA. There's funds in here for us to begin composting all the organic waste from the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center, do a lot of education, assist the RA with expanding the footprint of their operation, and purchasing them a bagging machine for the compost. Again, it's a tremendous environmental initiative that will reduce the amount of organic waste that we're shipping out of the county, and we'll be composting it inside in within the county, and making it into a usable commercial product.
And you said it will make us the largest composting facility in the Hudson Valley, perhaps the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
166. Authorizing the execution of the right-of-way interest over certain rail property for the rehabilitation of Walk Hill Bridge over Walk Hill River, amending Capital Project 439 for the right-of-way acquisition. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Authorize 167. Authorize the chairman to waive the right of first refusal to purchase property located at 16 Lucas Avenue, the City of Kingston, and to release all right, title, and interest in purchasing said property to the owner, GD Realty LLC, and its tours lessor, GD Realty Company, Department of Public Works and Grounds.
I'm sure those numbers, I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
172, authorize the chairman of Ulster County to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the County of Oneida for boarding inmates at Central Psychiatric Center. Sheriff's Office. Moved. Second.
Sheriff, any questions?
Yep.
About how many are we boarding out, Sheriff?
The last 2 years we didn't spend any money in Oneida, but the last 7 years we spent $144,000. So you never know.
Okay.
That averages the last 7 years around $20,000 a year, give or take a few thousand.
Okay.
But we need to have a place, so we need to have a contact.
Oh, for sure.
Is that the closest place?
Yes.
Is that the closest psychiatric prison? Is that what they call them?
Psychiatric center.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
173. Amending Ulster County budget appropriate unexpended funds balance from the New York State Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for the Law Enforcement Terrorism Prevention Program.
No.
Second. Any discussion? Paul, anything?
Yeah, there's two resolutions, both for the same amount, and where this money will go. We are waiting for the 911 center, Steve Peterson, to get his grant, and then we will add our money to his grant for an upgrade in radio communication systems for fire, police, and EMS. There's areas in the county where the reception is terrible. This is to hopefully take care of that.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Between the fire departments? You mean the radios?
Fire, police,
the
fire?
Resolution 174, amending Ulster County budget, appropriating a twin balance for New York State Homeland Security Emergency Service for Law Enforcement Terrorism Prevention.
Move.
Same thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 176, authorizing conveyance of county-owned property to original owners, Department of Finance. Move, somebody.
Move.
Second.
I'll second.
Bert, any questions?
Oh, we're just... deeding it back to the original owners.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Everybody has any new business first? Everybody has the reports, the various reports, the new hirees, the budgetary transfers. Everybody had a copy of those, correct, Fawn?
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion? If not, a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
And that's great on 6 o'clock.
Mary Beth!